can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so we'll continue to take your phone calls about anything. There's still some corruption news from the court system up here in New Hampshire. We'll give you some more details on that. Plus, meth labs and why they're not being cleaned up anymore in some places. Julia's got that story. But first, to the phones and to your thoughts, your calls. Let's talk to Dwayne in Michigan. Dwayne, you're on Free Talk Live. Dean, Julia, and Mark.
Hi. Before I say anything, I want to say that I really love the show Free Talk Live. It's probably my second favorite show on the LRN.FM station, aside from, you know, the No State Project, Mark Stevens. So good job on the show.
He does a good show.
But cool. All right. Now that you buttered us up, what do you got?
You see, I was wondering, you see, I know that you have, like, a partnership or something with Amazon.com, and, well, I was going to wanted to bring to your attention some problems with Amazon and some, less than friendly activity by them.
Okay. What's happening?
Basically, you see, my grandma has an account on Amazon.com, which she had her debit card. Basically, I was the one who used it with her permission because she has no knowledge of computers. If she wanted to buy something, I would buy something for her on there.
Makes sense. Okay.
Okay, because she's like 70 and she has no knowledge of computers.
Got it.
Okay, but, well, someone stole her credit card information and racked up about $20,000 in charges on it. And Amazon.com has been less than helpful in, you know, taking care of and helping her with the problem. They basically said, I don't care.
Okay, let me clarify your story here for just a moment. Now, when someone stole her credit card information, are you saying they went to Amazon.com and used her credit card information to buy stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
But they didn't use her account?
They actually used her account, too.
How did they get the account and the credit card information?
So they stole both her login and her credit card information?
Yeah, I have no idea how they, because I've been pretty careful with the password, but it was a keylogger or something. But basically, they were able to steal the password and for the account and thus her credit card information.
Well, that's not possible. I mean, being familiar with Amazon, they don't store any credit card information in any sort of way that's retrievable. So they couldn't have possibly have stolen the credit card from Amazon.
Well, I mean, I don't mean steal the credit card and they took the credit card information from Amazon. What I mean, to be more specific, is they hacked into the account and since I didn't use the account that much, since it was my grandma's, and I only used it when she asked for stuff and all, I did not log into it that much, and thus someone had taken hacked, stolen the password somehow, changed most of the information, their email address to the email address to their email address, the password to their private.
How would you change the email address on an account? Isn't an account married to a particular email address?
Well, you might be able to change the email address, Mark, but there's another problem with your story, and that is that whenever you attempt to change an address on Amazon, they always re-ask you for the credit card information. So if you don't have the credit card information to start with, if I get in your account, Dwayne, and I say, all right, if you were to get into my account tonight, then you could order stuff to my address. You could send stuff to my address.
Like a big, giant, gas-powered ding-dong?
Whatever. And then I could just send it back, because Amazon's got a great return policy. And
but would you?
Would I send back the ding-dong?
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends on whether I really wanted a ding-dong or not, whatever it is.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
But my point being, if you get into anybody's Amazon account and they have a credit card stored on the account, you cannot see the credit card number. They give you the last four digits or whatever, so you can identify which card it is. You can put orders on that card, but you can't change the address. They've got a really good fraud protection program where if you attempt to say, I need to change the address on this account or the ship-to address, they'll say, that's fine, you can change the address, but you can't use this credit card again on the account until you go go ahead and put the credit card number in again and give us the information over again. So even though we have your credit card information, the fact that you're changing your address is a suspicious activity, and so we're just going to require that you give us your credit card information all over again. So, well, number one, they couldn't have possibly gotten the credit card information out of the account, and number two, unless they already had the credit card information, they couldn't have changed the address on the account.
Actually, I've done that before because I had my account, once my personal account, okay, I moved, so I changed the information, and I was not asked to put in my credit card information, my debit card and all, when I did that, so...
Did you already have a credit card on the account?
Yes.
Well, maybe this was a long time ago or something like that, because I've done it recently, and that's been my experience, so I'm sorry to hear about that, but... So you're saying you had bad customer service from Amazon regarding
this? Yes, they basically... My grandma called them in to try and see if they could do anything to help and all, and they were incredibly rude, demeaning to her, and they also basically told her flat out, we don't care.
Well, you know, usually when you've got an issue with a credit card, you want to go to the credit card company and put a dispute on the...
Doing that too.
Yeah, you put a dispute on the transactions with a credit card company. The credit card company then investigates the transactions with their fraud department to, you know, ensure whether or not there's an actual legitimate claim being made, and then they usually end up making the decision. It wouldn't hurt to contact the retailer as well.
Right.
And, you know, Amazon is a big corporation, and sometimes you get what you get with big corporations, which is you run into, the occasional bad customer service agent. But I think overall, I think a lot of people are very satisfied with their experience at Amazon, and I don't understand what your claim is, really, that you were allowed to change an address on your account without putting in the credit card.
What I'm trying to say is that someone had basically... were able to make charges on my grandma's credit card using her account that they added the extra delivery address because from my experience that you can have like multiple delivery addresses at home.
Sure, as long as you put in the credit card information.
Whoa.
So I'm telling you the only way they would have been able to do this is if they had her credit card information before they got into the account. They would have had to have had her credit card information some other way. Maybe it was a clerk at a local store where she went shopping.
Is it possible it's a family member?
It could be a family member. It could be anybody that has gotten their hands on her credit card. They could have copied down that information. You know, the machines where, like any local retailer, if somebody's got that card and they can take an imprint of it or something like that or somehow write down the number or keep it in some way, shape, or form, it's completely up to
You've got the address of this person, right?
What?
You've got the address of this person. It's on the account, right?
Amazon did not give the information.
But you don't have the login information anymore for the account? The account's been hijacked?
They changed it. They completely hijacked the account, pretty much, for whoever did it.
Right.
They changed.
So Amazon's not interested in helping you get back into the account, is what you're saying?
That plus, like I said, they're rude to me, and my grandma called them multiple times, got different people, about three of them out of the four. She's called four different people, basically. Got four different people. The four times she called, three of them were about, I'd say, about as rude as demeaning as they could be and all, because she basically told me that they were questioning whether she was senile, things like that and all, because she had mentioned her age and all and things like that. And I was rather mad about it, because, I don't like people insulting my grandma, obviously, but...
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear about your story, and I wish you the best of luck. And I thank you for the call, Dwayne. 800-259-9231.
They probably deal with a lot of people that have hijacked accounts and are trying to, tell them lies to get into the account. And they probably deal with their
social
fair
engineering.
Share of that's a heck of a lot easier than stealing an account.
Just call up and try to pretend like you're the account holder, my birthday is such and such, and I grew up on this street, and whatever. So, sorry, dude. What else? I don't know what else to say, man. I don't believe the story personally. The claim that you can just go in and change an address. For instance, there's a gentleman who's been in jail here for a little while. I wanted to send him some books, so I had to add the jail as an address on my Amazon account. Could not make a change to the addresses without putting in my current credit card information. That's a really smart way to prevent fraudulent activities from happening. So the only way his story makes sense is if somebody jacked his grandma's credit card number somewhere else.
And knew her address, right?
And knew how to get into the account
and got the account information.
Yeah. So 800-259-9231. But if you got bad customer service, you get bad customer service. You can call and complain about it. I don't know. I've never had that problem with Amazon, so I don't know to where you would go. I guess you could try going up to a higher level manager. That's typically what you do in these cases. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, B-E-R-K-E-Y.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And Mark, the The Free State Project, you're a member, a participant.
I am a signer.
Julia, you are also a participant.
I am.
We made the move here as part of the Free State Project to New Hampshire, which was chosen by popular a vote, and it was chosen from 10 potential states that were of a low population. The idea is to bring as many liberty-minded people here and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime, because, well, liberty is just not on the increase anywhere around the world, and we need to have a place where it is. So bringing liberty-minded people together to do that is, I think, a brilliant strategy, and that's why I joined up.
Well, I think liberty is on the increase in Red China. They're just starting a heck of a lot farther behind.
Good point. Around these parts, right. Liberty is not on the increase, and so we want to change that. Go to freestateproject.org, join up, and get on up to New Hampshire as soon as you can. Join the fun. Freestateproject.org, though it's not all fun because they're cracking down here in Keene on press freedoms at the court. Maybe we'll get a chance to return to that here in just a moment. And by the way, if you want to support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at Amazon by going to shop.freetalklive.com. I think a lot of people have good experiences with Amazon. That's why they're the top retailer online. But, you know, the fact is they are a big corporation, and there are going to be problems. There are going to be bad instances where people are not entirely satisfied with the product or
Indeed.
Customer service.
All you have to do is look at their rating system. Sometimes people are upset.
Yeah, sometimes the product sucks. And with
and there's that too, but the Amazon right. doesn't make products.
That's true, although they do make the Kindle, from what I understand. That,
okay.
that is their product. And that's been fairly popular as well. So if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you'll find links there to Amazon, different Amazons from around the world, Canada, UK, US, Germany. You click into the appropriate Amazon where you would like to shop, and then you get your shopping done, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. And for me, I've never actually had to have an Amazon rep. Well, excuse me, I did have an Amazon rep on the phone one time. I was returning an item, and there was like an option where I could actually have Amazon call me to take care of some level of customer service, something that needed to be taken care of. I forget. It was such a small detail. I forget what it was at this point, but it was really I was impressed. Like every time I've ever had to do customer service stuff with Amazon, I've been impressed by how easy it is, the fact that like it seems like expensive. They must spend a boatload of money on return items, because when you buy something through Amazon, they'll pay to ship it back.
Yep.
And most companies, most online vendors will not pay to cover a return shipping. I don't know if you ever had that, if you ever encountered
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah. A lot of times that's the case.
That's such an awesome, it's just awesome.
It's
Zappos is the other one, the shoe company. They do it. Mm-hmm. So you can order 10 pairs of shoes. If they don't fit, you just send them back. And I mean, it just makes, I even price-wise, because of that customer service, I wouldn't shop anywhere else.
It's worth the extra
yes.
the extra few bucks to shop there.
Because it's so easy. I mean, they send it to you in the box. All you have to do is print the label.
Right.
It's just worth it. They get my business because of that.
Same thing with Amazon. You got to return something, you print out their return label, and postage paid. Problem solved. So, like, sometimes I'll feel bad. Like, I've had to do it a couple times, and I'll almost feel bad. Like, there's something I bought once that I bought because I didn't really know what I was getting, and I felt guilty because I did it twice in a row. The second time, I just didn't return it because I felt so bad. Like, I dropped the ball as a customer on this one, and I'm not going to have Amazon pick it up for me on this, you know, that particular transaction. So I just gave it away to somebody else. So 800-259-9231.
You're the kind of customer that businesses want, I can tell you that.
Shop.freetalklive.com. Well, you know, I used to work in retail, so I know what it's like to deal with the customer service desk and taking returns from people, and some of the kind of scams that people will run on
yeah,
customer service.
Sure, sure they
like,
will.
You know, you buy something, and you buy like a video game system and put a brick in the box and try to return it in the hopes that the customer service
Gosh,
rep won't actually open
outdated.
It.
Gosh, that's way outdated. You can't do that anymore.
Well, no, probably not, but because they've learned, you know, enough to open up the box and make sure everything's
yeah.
actually in there. But, you know, just some stupid tricks are out there, and if somebody's not paying attention or not doing their job, then it might actually work.
I'm told Zappos is owned by Amazon.
There you go. That explains it, Julia. Did you know that?
Really?
That's what
That's
I'm
why they're awesome.
So 800-259-9231. Jeff is listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you fine people doing this evening?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
I want to ask about this John Kurtz case down in Orlando, Florida.
Yes, sir.
He was arrested and he's serving time in jail for
recording. He saw the police abusing somebody, I believe, and he decided to record it with his video camera. He was arrested for that. They, of course, charged him with other things like disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. And I think it was assault on a police officer, which, of course, he didn't do. And there's video footage to prove he didn't. But they ended up getting a conviction on the resisting arrest charge. So even though the reason he was arrested was thrown out in court, was found not guilty for the reason he was arrested, they claim that he resisted arrest without violence. And so
I still say he can appeal that, but, you know, who wants to?
Well, he's in jail, and it's hard to do anything.
It sure is. And it costs a lot of money to appeal.
Well, he already paid a lot of money to a lawyer to defend him on these charges.
It's ridiculous.
By the way, you can go to OrlandoCopWatch.com to see some of the stuff they've been doing down there.
I wanted to ask a question here.
Sure.
When he gets out of jail, he's going to be on probation. He has to maintain an order of restraint, I guess, against him. And he's got to, stay so many feet away from policemen.
Mm-hmm.
What if he's a material witness in a case, and now would that order of restraint still apply then?
I'd imagine he would have to get some sort of exemption to come near a police officer.
What if you need help? Officers help people, right? So what if there's somebody breaking into my house? What I'm supposed to do is call the police.
I guess you would have to inform them that there is a restraining order on you and that you cannot actually come near the police. So come help me, but stay away from me. I don't know how. It's a great question.
I always also really liked the numbers because I honestly could not tell you what 100 feet is. I mean, so who says, oh, you've crossed the line, you're within 100 feet?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Are you 99? Are you 101? What's 80 feet look like? I don't know.
Right, you're relying on the police officer to eyeball it, right? Because they're not going to just pull out a measuring tape and...
If one passes you on the interstate, do you have to swerve over into the median?
Right, good questions all. Jeff, your thoughts?
That's it, so... But you folks have a good day, and I want to see you guys do the safety dance.
Thanks for the call.
Not sure what that looks like.
Appreciate hearing from you. There is video, actually, of the Free Talk Live crew, the Sunday edition crew. Actually, before you took over the Sunday show, Mark, Stephanie was here doing one of her shows, and it was after the Jefferson Dance Party where Jason Talley was in here from Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, and Hannah was here, who actually wrote the State Free Dance song, which kind of riffs on the safety dance. And they were actually in here dancing during every single break. Somebody ripped the footage from our cam, and they made a YouTube video of it. So I'm sure if you search for Free Talk Live dancing or something like that, you'll probably be able to find video footage of people dancing. I came in at one point with my super gay hat that I wore at Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, and was engaging in a little bit of dancing.
Ian's big gay hat.
Yeah, it is a very big and gay, very gay hat. So 800-259-9231.
How did the gay guys get the rainbow? I like rainbows just fine.
They're pretty, aren't they?
The rainbows are great. I mean, why is it that rainbows are gay?
They took purple,
too. What's that?
They took purple, too.
Purple?
I'm just kidding.
What about pink?
Okay, isn't purple the official gay color?
I couldn't tell you of any of these things.
I think it is.
I don't think rainbows should be considered gay. They're just colorful things.
What about Dalmatian spots? My hat has Dalmatian spots.
Yeah.
That's
zebra stripes.
Yeah.
One of the others.
Any of the hats you put on look gay.
All right, more coming up here. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at Soup soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Meth labs are on the way here. We'll tell you about why it is that apparently aren't even being bothered to be cleaned up anymore. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. And, Mark, tell me about Free State Now.
Well, Free State Now is a project that I've come up with, a campaign that I've come up with to help complete the 20,000 number for the Free State Project. Those of you who know about the Free State Project, those of you likely to get involved in Free State Now, know that the Free State Project has a 20,000 signer mark that sort of triggers everything. Well, I think that we need to get to that 20,000 mark, and I think we need to get there much more quickly than we are getting there. The current sort of kill date, I believe, if everything goes the way it has been going, is like 2026. Which is way too long. We can make the 20,000 signer mark, and we can do it in 12 months, and I can do it with your help. Go to freestatenow.com and sponsor 1, 3, or 10 signers. You can do it today. I'm getting these signers at a rate of a third of what the Free State Project has been able to advertise at, and I can get more with your help. Jason Osborne and I and Will Buchanan are all working together to get this to happen.
Will Buchanan's the guy that actually walked across the country to come here.
Yeah, he kind of cares about liberty.
Yeah.
FreeStateNow.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. For those of you just tuning in, there's been a crackdown, or there is a crackdown imminent here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. As you know, it's kind of an activist stronghold. Lots of people have moved here, and more will move here as they're joining the Free State Project and looking at different destinations, Manchester, Keene, the seacoast, etc. Inevitably, more people are going to come out to Keene because there's a good group of folks out here, and they stand up for one another, and they back back each other up when they're in trouble, and they go to court, and they support people, and the people in the courts don't like that very much, and now they've issued, there's been an administrative order issued, essentially targeting people who bring in recording devices. You bring a camera, audio recording device, video recorder into a courtroom, and you'll be charged with contempt of court. That's
cell phone.
Yeah, that's what the claim is here on this order. And they use the fact that activists have been there as an excuse. Like, people are gathering here. They're supporting each other. We can't be having this here. They're getting in the way of people that have legitimate business with the court. You can't just be hanging out here. You can't be talking to judges as they're coming into work. And they're really frustrated. They're really upset by all the activism that has gone on. And now they're trying to kick the tyranny into high gear. So I guess we'll see what ends up transpiring. But I just wanted to share with you some of the more absurdities from this order, which is posted over at freekeen.com. Number one, no cameras or audio equipment may be used at any time in the court's lobby or anywhere in the public area of the court's leased premises. The court leases the entire building in the case of the, I believe they own or lease the whole building in the case of the Superior Court. So that sounds to me like they're talking about the parking lot and the front door. Of the, you know, the whole place.
Yeah,
sounds
that way.
The whole property. And in the district court, they lease this part of the second floor. The lobby is supposedly a public area. People are crossing through there all the time, but they, you know, they're cracking down. They go on to say that you could get in with a video camera if you were to give them advanced notice. Particularly, they say here that broadcasting equipment, all requests to bring cameras, broadcasting equipment, and recording devices into the courthouse shall be made in writing on a form prescribed by the court no later than 48 hours prior to the court hearing sought to be recorded.
I wonder how apt they are to say yes when you submit the form.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I've never actually requested. I've always told them. So I've always, people say, well, you need to file a motion. Well, no, I don't. I'll file a notice because if I am, and I'll file a notice out of courtesy to them. Because if you have the right to free, to be the free press, if, as the New Hampshire Constitution states, and I'm going to paraphrase here, but the right of the free press is critical to having freedom, and so therefore it should be inviolably preserved. And that's kind of their Article 22. It's their version of the First Amendment, or I guess the First Amendment was their version of New Hampshire's Article 22. And so, you know, right there in the Constitution, the free press is supposed to be preserved. So this is supposed to be, you know, a real paramount thing. So how is it that they're preserving the free press if they're saying that if you're part of the press, you've got to come and ask permission?
Yeah, they want nothing to do with free press.
Right.
Well, and if this was private property, like I work at a financial institution, and mm-hmm. it is absolutely forbidden to have cameras in this place.
Sure.
But it's private property. If you... You know, if you believe that property can really be public and that it should be public, then everybody should really be able to do whatever they want on that. I mean, we've all paid a chunk of that.
Exactly. When you go into your financial institution, is it informed on the front door you can't have
I don't
camera?
Think so. I think they would just tell you to turn it off.
I see. Yeah, because there's nobody there, like, stopping you from using a cell phone or anything
like
that.
No. You can have a cell phone. It's just, if you were just taking pictures,
right.
that's not really good.
Yeah, exactly. But that's private property, and private property owners
And they would come up and they would just ask you, you know what I mean? And at that point, since it is private property, if you said no, they could tell you to leave.
Yeah. And in this case, you're right. Everybody did pay for this courthouse, which is really
and
what
that's
makes
what
this...
they want. You know, they love this system that where this public property exists. If that's what you want, you need to follow the public rules.
And I wish I had been rolling audio or something on this whole conversation because we had a lengthy encounter with the cops today. But they already had our stuff because I had to go in to file this paperwork and they wouldn't let me go in with any sort of cameras. So I'd basically already been stripped of my recording devices and I wasn't ready to be arrested at that particular point anyway, because I was caught by surprise. But at one point, one of the angry guards, who's got a real stick up his butt about liberty activists, looks at us and says something to the effect of, well, why don't you just leave us alone? And I said, well, that would be fine if you would stop stealing my money. Like, all you have to do is stop stealing my money, and I'll be more apt to never come set foot in your building ever again. Because then I could just encourage my friends to not pay their money, too.
Right. It's not like people ask to go to court.
Yeah.
You know, generally. I mean, you know, they've been aggressed upon in some manner or another. generally.
This must really get under their skin, because if you think about the, like, the average person, when they go to court, all they care about when they're going into the court, they're nervous, all they care about is getting the getting it over with, getting the least possible punishment. You dress nice, you go in, yes sir, no sir. They are used to being groveled at.
Just the ring.
And so when they experience this, this is probably the first time they've ever experienced this, especially in the quantity that they do in ever, and it just must really get under their skin.
Number three, members of the public entering the court facility for purposes of conducting court business will be expected to conduct that business expeditiously and leave the premises immediately thereafter.
Now, you hear that? Their expectation is that you don't come to court unless you've got business, quote-unquote business in the court, and get your business done and get out. This is a public hearing. These are public hearings. They're telling members of the public, do not come to court.
Number four, members of the public entering the court facility for purposes of observing scheduled events in the courtroom will be expected to conduct themselves according to the instructions of the presiding judge, refrain from any conduct which disrupts the proceedings, and leave the premises immediately upon the end of the court session.
Now, they actually
attempted to kick me out of this courtroom, one of these courtrooms, the other day, and the video's up over at freekeen.com of what happened. But it was after they took our friend Jim Johnson away for not filling out a form. They put him in a cage for an indeterminate period of time for contempt of court for not filling out their court form. They then, the little short man that's got a short man's attitude or whatever you call it, where, you know,
Short
man syndrome. He starts yelling at me to leave the courtroom. Now, this was after I'd already put in notice. I had my camera set up. I was recording this trial. They hadn't taken Jim out of the courtroom at this point. And so I said, no, I'll be staying here until that man leaves, until Jim was actually gone. And I did stay. I did not leave when he was yelling at me and demanding and then grabs my arm and attempts to push me out of the court. I did not leave until Jim left. And that's when I said, all right, I'll leave now. And that's when I left on my own volition with that man shouting at me the entire time. But this is the idea. Well, he believed it was over. And so therefore, you need to leave right now.
Right.
And then they bring Jim back in the courtroom, so I turn right back around and I walk back in after he told me not to come back in. And they didn't arrest me for it. I was amazed. Well,
this
by
is
that.
The result of what that was all about.
But what we really need is more people here. By the way, that was pretty much the end of the order. But what we need is more people. We need more people in New Hampshire to get active in whatever way they think is best. Maybe civil disobedience isn't for you. There's plenty of support roles and political things that you can do to change things here. But I think we need another 1,000 activists like now. It's Free Talk Live.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this power.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state. M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features free. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Features on the website include our webcam. You can go and watch over at cam.freetalklive.com. You can also chat because the chat room is built into the same page as the webcam. Once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. Bear with us on the cam. It is this is going to be a week where there are going to be some changes made. I've actually got a new webcam on order. I'm going to try to compare and contrast it to our existing cam, see what looks the best. So we'll be doing some tweaking, and hopefully by the end of the week, we'll come up with a solution that is more permanent. But right now it is still up, and you can go and enjoy, and it's free, of course. So go to cam.freetalklive.com. Once again, 800-259-9231. Mike is in Alaska, listening on XM's America's Talk. Hello, Mike. Mike, in Alaska.
I'm in Arkansas. Hello?
Oh, I apologize. It was AK put down there, and I think that was... Yeah, so.
I lived in Alaska for 7 years, but I've been in Arkansas almost 30 years.
Mike, apologies. Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Well, you're a breath of fresh air out there on the airwaves. I got to say that right now.
Thanks.
And I thought Arkansas was the only place we ran into judges that sat up there and ruled from their mighty throne. And
oh, no. Dude, it is everywhere. Everywhere. But it's power. It goes to people's heads. It corrupts people.
Power corrupts.
The gentleman that called in a little bit ago about the custody battle, we went through a similar one. My daughter-in-law passed away. Biological father came out of the woodwork after 7 years of not being in the child's life, decided they wanted custody. We had 120 pages of police reports on the guy and his stepdad, even a police report where he admitted sexually assaulting a 15-year-old girl, let it down to a misdemeanor. It was treated like a DUI. The other cases we were told weren't current, so they weren't relevant to our case. And my son had to settle for joint custody or he faced completely losing his daughter altogether, so he gets her every other weekend. But it was the judge basically said he was going to do his way, gave us an hour and a half for a hearing that should have been 2 days long. We had teachers and everybody about my son's character. The judge wouldn't even listen to him.
Incredible.
And it was just, it
did
was
you
just
feel
so
like he'd already made up his mind in advance?
Oh, he had his mind made up the day we went into court. Like I say, he gave us an hour and a half, made it clear that he had to be done by 11 o'clock that day. He let one teacher talk for 5 minutes, and the whole time he sat there looking at the clock and looking at his watch.
Yep.
and completely, I mean, didn't even recess for his decision, just came out and told what his decision was at the end of the day, and it was, and the child has just been completely traumatized by this whole thing. It's, I mean, she's separated now from her three siblings, and this is after losing her mother, and it's just, she's 8 years old. She's just lost.
But man, I'm sorry
hopefully
to hear
when
that.
she gets old enough to make her own decision, maybe she can overrule the judge, is what we've been told. But this particular judge is Judge, if I can say his name.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Judge Robert Hertzfield in Saline County, Arkansas. When he comes up for re-election, we will be
oh, you guys actually
against.
Get to elect him there, huh?
Yeah, yes,
we don't even get to elect him here in New Hampshire. It just goes to show you that even though you can elect these people, these characters.
I'm not even sure who appoints them here in New Hampshire.
It doesn't even matter. The governor does.
This particular judge is running on his father's shirt tail because his father was a wonderful man before he passed away. His family's very highly thought of, and this judge is a joke.
Nepotism.
He is truly a joke.
Well, I'll
thank
tell you,
you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Breath of fresh air.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. When you get a good, like a name that's respected in an area, that really carries a lot of weight.
Well, the judge here isn't really respected by a lot of people, no, and it doesn't matter.
Anything to do with that?
What matters is power and whether
does he live in Keene? He lives in Keene.
He does actually. Yeah, we've done protests out in front of his house. It's actually been a while before we. It's been a while since we've had a protest out in front of this man, this robed man's house. And some people have been talking about it. I don't know if anybody's going to actually move forward with it. I don't want to be the one to do it because I don't want to be the one to like put together everything. Sometimes it feels like I'm putting together more things than I should be, and so I'm hoping some other folks decide to run with these ideas. We could also theoretically find the court security agents, find out where they live. I looked up one of their names in the white pages today, and it appears to be the same person. I mean, this is a relatively small area. We live in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a small city, large town of 25,000 people, plus maybe about 23,000 people, plus about 6,000, 5,000 college students for, you know, half the year. And so it's, you know, if you look up a name in the white pages and that name comes up, you know, odds are good that's the person you're looking for.
Chances are good.
Yeah. So I don't know. Go to his house. The little man syndrome guy. Go to his house and see if he'd like to have maybe a peaceful candlelight vigil outside his front door.
He would probably really consider that a threat.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't want to threaten these people. I don't want them to be afraid. We're not violent. No one's ever given them a reason to be afraid as far as violence.
That's my thought. When they throw around this word threat, but has somebody from Free Keene or a Free Stater ever really threatened? Have they ever given any of these people a reason to feel afraid?
There have been a couple of people that have come into town and have kind of agitated for violence, but
they don't
seem to stay
around
very long. Yeah, and some would suggest that those people are agents provocateur who are trying to encourage people to be violent so that the government people will have a reason to crack down and crack heads and that sort of thing. But that hasn't actually happened to my knowledge. There was one gentleman who was maybe a little hot-headed, and I think he's cooled down since then. But then again, he had a reason to be, considering that he was attacked by the police, and you know they laid him out and put him in a wheelchair for a few weeks inside jail.
That'll make you mad.
Yeah. So 1-800-259-9231. Julia, tell me about these meth labs, because apparently the government people have been spending a lot of money cleaning up all these meth labs around the country.
Yes.
What's going on?
This is actually from NPR reporting on this, but it's methamphetamine seizures are on the rise, and the crackdown on the drug during the last decade has led to some dramatic drops in manufacturing across the U.S. Now, I'm not sure if I believe that, but that's the claim.
Okay.
That manufacturing is down in the U.S. I don't know if I believe that.
Right. I'd like to see a source quoted for that.
Well, all they can really say is we're not busting as many meth labs, so therefore manufacturing is down. Right.
So they would have no way to really know that.
Yeah. So is there less meth? If manufacturing is down, there would have to be less meth.
Right, and I would say that meth use, from what I know, I know a fair amount about meth, and I think that use is higher than it's ever been with meth, so I would say that there's more meth.
It seems to me show me when they've ever cut down production of drugs.
Yeah, I can't.
When drugs lose popularity, production goes down, but it has nothing to do with the state.
Yeah.
So what's happening now?
All right. In some states, the numbers are edging back up to where they were before. Addicts have found easier ways to make the illegal drugs, despite stricter laws regulating one of its key ingredients, pseudoephedrine.
The market will provide.
Yes. Tennessee led the nation with more than 2,000 meth lab busts last year. But new federal cleanup rules and a reluctance of state legislatures to pass stiffer anti-meth laws are hampering police. I've got a newsflash for you. Stricter meth laws won't do anything.
Mm-mm.
Tennessee led the nation. Oh, I already read
no,
that. Sorry.
Stricter meth laws aren't going to stop people from wanting to get high.
No. They've never
stopped.
It
hasn't happened yet.
Officers face numerous perils where dealers have cooked homemade methamphetamine. There's gases, chemical burns. Jesse Reynolds of the task force in Clarksville, Tennessee, said once police raid a meth lab, his team goes to work. Members wear hooded suits with masks and two layers of gloves. Phosphine gas will kill you. All the flammable materials that you've got to handle, if there's a spark or something, it could go high order. Mm. There's so many hazards dealing with it, trying to make the area safe. You can't just leave it there. What if a little kid gets into it?
That's a good question.
If they actually cared about little kids getting into meth labs, they would legalize meth.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because if meth were legal...
Little kids don't get into alcohol, liquor stills.
Pfizer.
Little kids don't get into big drug manufacturing aspirin plants.
Methamphetamine, the way methamphetamine is produced has come a long way. It was not always produced in somebody's garage. Now they actually have methods where you can produce it in like a 2-liter bottle, so they have people just driving around making meth.
Well, isn't desoxin legal meth? Isn't there an actual...
The prescription? Yeah, it started as a prescription drug, and it wasn't until it was cracked down on. The process has gotten nastier and nastier as far as the chemicals and things like that.
Right. It's dangerous because it's illegal. It's dangerous, and kids are at risk because it's illegal. So if they really cared about the kids, these cops would be advocating for legalization.
Right. But they would never say that. In Tennessee, police used to call in certified contractors to neutralize these poisons and haul them away. It costs about $2,000 each time, which the federal government used to pay for until budget cuts this spring. Now, Tennessee authorities are turning to people like Kentucky State Police Sergeant to learn how to do them themselves. Wilson is teaching a class of about 30 officers across Tennessee to use pH strips to help figure out what they're dealing with. Wilson's role here is like teaching a person to fish, teach a police officer to clean up a meth lab. He'll save his agency thousands.
Oh, man.
I got some other ideas on how you could save more than thousands.
Like what?
Is arresting a pot smoker and keeping him in jail more important than cleaning up a meth lab if you really think that they should be illegal?
I don't know about you, but if I were a cop, I wouldn't have signed on to do meth lab cleanup work.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. Sounds like a really awful
horrible
job.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good way to not collect your pension.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're done for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow, and you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmers Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if the quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained farmer's agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.